the last one that I saw that she did with me in it was just freaking amazing. It's called Hansel the Gay Country Beaver. And it's got me and the fat ass in it. And it's just so awesome. It's got this little bubble coming from Big Fatty going, nibble, nibble, gnaw. Who is nibbling at my little pipe? Little pipe. Wow. Should be like something about big balls on there too, I guess. But it's the picture of my face on this body is just freaking amazing. And did a wonderful job of making Big Fatty look like some big old witch. Just, if you get a chance, go over to Kim Beaver, KimBaver, Baver.com, like the animal, beaver, and check out her site. It's freaking amazing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Baver.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 770 of the BFO for Thursday, the 13th of January, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I really got no idea. I've got, y'all, yes, Big Fatty, you stumped. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, it is cold. It is cold here in the Fat Cave. Well, not really in the Fat Cave, but y'all, the high here in Upchuck today only made it to 40 degrees, and y'all, and I know there are some of you, like, up there, the Danbury's, up there in the Connecticut, they're up there, Big Fatty, 40 is a heat wave we'd have on our shorts and our wife beaters and run around in our flip-flops. Y'all, they got 18 inches of snow or something like that up there in the Connecticut. And y'all are just, no, you can have it. You can just have it. But y'all, we're going to be in the 20s for the next couple of nights. But you know, we're finally going to get up to around 58 or so come Monday. Y'all, by the way, Monday is a holiday for many folks. And it is here at the Fat Cave. Where is it that I work? Oh, Big Fatty, you're just forgetful. Y'all, it is getting worse. I'm just telling you. It is absolutely getting worse. The forgetfulness, y'all. And it's simple words. It's simple words that are, you know, they're just there and then they're gone. And I don't know where they went. They may have gone to Mexico they may be up in Connecticut as far as I know, under 18 inches of snow. But anyway, y'all, I'm thinking back. Oh, we're going to do a little memory lane, aren't we, Big Fatty? Yep, I'm thinking back. And y'all, this time last year, Big Fatty was on an Aeroplano, which of course is Mexican for Aeroplano. And, y'all, I was flying up there to the District of Columbia. Y'all, in fact, I think I was already there. Because, y'all, I went up early. I was there for like a week last year. Big Freddy, do you have your old calendar? Look at it. Y'all, I'm going to do that right now. Where's the calendar? Big Freddy, you're vulgar. You're just vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. Vulgar, vulgar, vulgar. 2010, isn't that when I went up there? Well, why didn't I mark that down in the calendar? Big Fatty, you don't, you just, y'all, this time last year was episode 507. Yes, Big Fatty. So we've come a long way. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I was up there, and I was up there for the Mid-Atlantic Leather weekend, and y'all spent a few extra days up there. And had the meet and greet, and Y'all, it was just a lovely time. And y'all, that's when they had just had the big snowmageddon up there. And it was snow everywhere. And no, is that why? Was that after I left? I don't remember. Bad Freddy, you've made that quite clear that you don't remember shit. Y'all, I gotta remember to go by the post office because those cards should be here by now. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely up there last year. And y'all, I really wish I was gonna be there this year. But y'all, I've gotta tell you. I have got to tell you, I have got to save my pennies. Got to save my pennies because, you know, we've got the big cruise coming up in just about 60 days or so. And, y'all, then after that, I've got about 6 weeks after that. Y'all, I've got the big two-week visit out there to Southern California, Northern California, y'all. And y'all, as I told, I was asking, who was it I was asking on the Twitter today? I was asking, Gavin from the Dragon Podcast. I said, are you going to the MAL, the Mid-Atlantic Leather? And he goes, no, I am not going. But he was there last year, and I got to meet him last year, and y'all, so, and y'all, there was lots of drinking last year. Oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, asking if he was going, no, I got to save my pennies. And I said, yeah, I need to save mine too, because, you know, after I go to Southern California out there to the Walnut Hills, I'll probably, and y'all, this is just a prediction, and I'm not trying to be ugly or anything, but I'm probably going to have my stomach pumped out. Bag Freddy, you are being ugly. Y'all, speaking of being ugly, I don't know if you've heard the Hump Day show by the Sea Hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But y'all, she was recounting her visit to the eye doctor, to the optometrist or the ophthalmologist. I'm not sure which it was, y'all. But y'all, she said... And y'all, I still don't understand this, but I dare not call and ask, because I'm sure I would just get a hateful twat thrown at me. But y'all, I do not understand why Myron had to ride in the car with her to the ophthalmologist or optometrist, and sit in the car with the crazy dogs. Y'all, and the dogs are evidently, they are evidently just batshit crazy, y'all. And y'all, I'm sure it's because she's tried to be the alpha and she's failed miserably, y'all. She has just failed miserably being the alpha. But anyway, the simple answer to that may be, well, I wasn't sure if they were going to dilate my eyes. Well, y'all, if that's the case, then I understand that. But y'all, they don't dilate your eyes when you go to the Vons. And y'all, I just don't understand it. But y'all, evidently, and y'all, I have this on good authority, even though she did not, and it's probably a vanity thing, y'all. It's probably a vanity thing. She did not reveal that the doctor made a prescription for her, and y'all, she's taking it to the lens crafters, ye old lens crafters, I believe is the one she's taking it to, because y'all, she doesn't trust these newfangled eyeglass places in the mall. But y'all, she's going to ye old lens crafters, and y'all, she's getting a monocle. I don't know if you knew it or not, but Vera's getting a monocle, y'all. And y'all, that's to help her, because she's going to have a blind spot in one of her eyes. And she's going to need that monocle. And it's just, she doesn't need glasses, because it's just in one of the eyes. So she's going to have a monocle, y'all. And y'all, speaking of that, Kim Beaver. Y'all, I'm sure Kim Beaver is going to get a picture of the fitting for that monocle and get it over there at the lodge. And y'all, by the way, that at the beginning of today's show, you heard Wes, the gay country boy, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No! Y'all, he was trying to give the web address for the Kim Beaver's Lodge, and y'all, he spelled Beaver wrong. And y'all, I can understand it because, you know, he does not have relations with Beaver. Anyway, y'all, he spelled it wrong, but I think he just got confused and he got Beaver and Vader confused. And y'all, you know, if you put them together, it kind of sounds something like this.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Big Freddy, it's like a speaking spell that doesn't know how to... doesn't know what the hell it's talking about is all I got to say. Well, anyway, what can I say? Big Freddy, you don't know what you're talking about either. Y'all, I've got to go over here to the WWW for just a second. And isn't he cute? Y'all, there's a young gentleman what do you call this thing? The Atom for Atom. And y'all, he has got lovely tattoos. My youngest daughter, Nessa, would just absolutely lose her shit over this. Because he's got tattoos everywhere and all muscly and everything. Whoa! Big Freddy! But y'all, he ain't gonna be interested in Big Freddy. So anyway, it doesn't mean that I can't look at him, though. Yes, Big Freddy! What I was going to go over here. Oh, yeah, I was going to type in, y'all, Girl Scout. It's Girl Scout cookie time. And y'all on the $1 million, and I'm not going to go into the, it's not Scout. I mean, Girl Scouts, Skags, Skaggy Girl Scouts. Oh, y'all, that is some of my homemade soup that I made. Y'all, we are going to look. They've come out with some new cookies this year, and y'all, I thought I would tell you a little bit about it. But y'all, what do you call that thing? Meet the cookies. Let's go. Ah, meet the cookies, Big Freddy. Y'all, this is not what I want. Let me just go back over here. Ah, Big Freddy, on the $1 million money drop. Tuesday night, they Girl Scout cookies, South Carolina, SC, Scout, South Carolina cookies, yes, South Carolina, Girl Scouts of South Carolina. Eastern South Carolina, that's what I'm looking for. And because y'all, they had a thing on the news about the cookies. And y'all, let me just see if I can find it here. Cookies. Join us for an event. I don't see the burger. Oh, we've got some sort of burger volunteer for the girls event product sales. That's what I'm looking for. Cookie info. That is Big Freddy. That is y'all. It's the cookie. It's the cookie. Stuff. Where to purchase them? And y'all, where does it say that? Problem procedure. Cookie sale evaluation. Bake sale report. Where is this, Big Freddy? What are the flavors? Y'all, but anyway, one of the questions was that, what is the best selling Girl Scout cookie? And y'all, to me, that's just so easy. It is just so easy. And y'all, of course, it's the Thin Mint, but y'all, the only way to eat a Thin Mint is to freeze them. Just freeze them up. Operation Cookie Drop. Find cookies in your area. Ah, Big Freddy. Y'all, I can remember back when the Girl Scout cookies were only $1 a box. Y'all, you know how much they are this year? $3.50. I just couldn't believe it. And I just could not believe it. And y'all, I don't see cookie information. Is that it? Cookie information? No, that's what I was looking at. GPS. What the fuck is that? Operation find cookies in your area. Big Freddy, you don't want to see cookies in your area. Enter the zip code. Find your cookies today. I'm going to enter the zip code 91365 and see where cookies can be purchased. Oh, you can get them at the post office. Y'all, this one is the Samoas. Those are always good. And the Do-Si-Do peanut butter sandwich. I always like those. It's kind of like an oatmeal cookie with the peanut butter. Y'all, sometimes I'd add a little extra peanut butter to them because they don't put enough as far as Big Fatty is concerned. Y'all, the Samoas are also known as the Caramel Delights. They've got the peanut butter patty, or the Tagalongs they're sometimes known as. Thank you very much, y'all. Why they come out with some of these, I do not know. Lemonade, y'all. This is one that they're going to have. It is a shortbread cookie, and it's got tangy lemon icing. And that, y'all, that just sounds lovely. Y'all, I dulce de leche. What the fuck is that? I don't know what that is. That must be a Mexican cookie. Y'all, the lemon chalet creams. I've never had one of those. The thanks-a-lots. That's the shortbread with fudge on the bottom. Big Fatty, you never want fudge on your bottom. That's vulgar, and we're trying to eat our Cheerios. Y'all, the trefoils or the shortbreads, those are pretty good. Y'all, they've got another new one. They call them the shoutouts this year. And this is a light and crisp Belgian-style caramelized cookie. And y'all, then they've got little messages on there like cunt, I think, is one of the ones. Oh, I got the cunt cookie. Oh, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. And then, of course, the Thin Mints. Y'all, that is the most enduring and universally familiar of the Girl Scout cookies. And but y'all, if I get Girl Scout cookies, it's just the Thin Mints and the Samoas. And y'all, they are both lovely, especially when you put them in the freezer. And y'all, sometimes you can break a tooth on one of those Samoas, but you know, sometimes, you know, it's worth it, y'all. I mean, if you're going to get a monocle, you might as well get dentures also. So, you know, that's all I got to say about, that's all I got to say about that. But anyway, y'all, I don't have another thing on my list today, so I'm going to do a few more of these scratch-offs. Y'all, I'm going to do the Betty Boop. It is the Betty Boop, y'all, from the Georgia Lottery. It's a $2 card, and I have to match any of my numbers to either of the winning numbers to win that prize. And if I get a BB, that's for the Betty Boop, I hope. Then I win all the prizes shown. Y'all know the winning numbers are 29, and the other winning number is 25. Now, y'all, let me check my numbers. All right, we've got a number 1, not a winner. A number 17, not a winner. A number 4, not a winner. Oh, dick, I see. A number 11, no winner there. A number 8, not a winner. Number 18, no winner there. Number 23, no, not a winner there either, Big Fatty. 28, not a winner. Number 16, no winner there. And y'all, the last one is a number 3. Well, Big Fatty, there was no winner there. So, anyway, y'all, we'll do some more of those as we progress. And y'all, we are going to talk tomorrow about the big holiday weekend coming up because y'all, you know, I'm sure everyone's going to be celebrating Monday on the 17th, y'all. And y'all, if you get bored, you can always go over to... I don't know where it'll take you, but you can go over to it. Thank you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.